achieved in the Super Sixes?
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. It's nice, all-round comfortable performance. And in the end up, it's nice. Yeah, it's nice walking off there, having done what we've done, losing the toss. Yeah, we're a little bit undecided, but the fact that it was more the overhead conditions at the time probably swayed us towards it. Well, we actually thought we might miss a lot of rain today, but I don't think it's hard to factor rain into your decision making. But yeah, we would have bowled first in the end up, but we would have been overly disappointed if we lost the toss and had to bat. But yeah, we would have bowled.
Probably would have denied a record if you stand.
It was a good start. It was a bit, obviously we came off, we had a couple of breaks there. We were lucky we didn't get this. But yeah, there was a couple of breaks, and it's never nice. We managed to pick up momentum and pick up from where we left off when we got back out there. And yeah, look, those records are nice if they come after games and things like that. But I think for the most part, it's most important getting the win and getting it as well as we did. I didn't know that but I actually didn't think we'd have gotten, I think it was about 32 overs gone when I got out. I think I actually thought we had about 4 or 5 overs to bat, because it was looking pretty dark around us. So I thought if we come off here, we're not going to get back out to bat. So I just spoke to Sterling and said, look, I reckon we've got to try and get as many as we can in the next few overs, because we'll not get it in, and then it somehow slid around us. So that's by the by. I think obviously Kev came in, played a fantastic knock, got a 25 ball 50 as well, so that was great to back it up, for him to come out and back it up as well.
Well, obviously,
yeah, I actually thought he was pretty unlucky in the last game as well against the West Indies. He beat the bat on quite a few occasions, but yeah, he's been again fantastic for us, especially over the last few months, and it's great to have that coming on, and he can change games at any time. And as I said, he could have done that in the West Indies game. He could easily nick a couple of lads off through the middle as well, and then obviously did that today. Yeah, it is. He's been raring to go. He's actually been in pretty good touch. Obviously, Will's going back. He's obviously, congratulations to him as well. He's had a little boy. So, yeah, he had a little boy earlier today, I think it was. So, yeah, he'll be back out, hopefully, for the Super 6 games now. And then, as you said, it just shows it's the strength and depth with Simi. He's obviously in great touch with the bat as well, but having his overs there is a great bonus as well. Yeah, as you said there before we came in, so I think it's Zimbabwe first up, and then Scotland, then Afghanistan. So, in a roundabout way, it's in our own hands getting into the Super Sixes, which is what we wanted. Obviously, we'd like to carry through 4 points, but we carry through the 2 points now, and as I said, it's all in our own hands.
And the three teams
that
we're preparing for,
following
the tie
between
Scotland and
Zimbabwe, probably heard. Yeah, they tied, so it's just, as I said, it's in our own hands now, so it's in everyone's hands, so everyone will be thinking the same thing. But it's nice to have a couple of days now and build up to Friday, and we can't look too far past that, because it's going to be a pretty big game.
Yeah,